Gaming is one of the fastest-growing sports in America. Check out the exciting action at a recent professional tournament. Chapter 1. Cyber Athletes.
When it comes to sports and competition, nobody can deny that the world is changing. Sure, in countries like Italy and Brazil, a classic sport like soccer still rules. In America, baseball players still dream of hitting the game-winning home run at Yankee Stadium, while football players hope to someday play on Super Bowl Sunday. These traditional athletic dreams no longer stand alone. To begin with, the growth of the X Games has completely transformed the sports world. Skateboarders and snowboarders are now as common as point guards and running backs. And now, because of remarkable advances in technology, the pursuit of athletic greatness has expanded even beyond the coolest skate parks and highest mountaintops. A new generation of athletes now competes in the limitless frontier of cyberspace. From every corner of the globe, these cyber athletes are chasing their dreams with the same hunger and intensity as their counterparts in other sports. They want to perform at the highest level. They live for the thrill of competing in the high-stakes world of professional gaming. Just like LeBron James, Albert Pujols, and LaDainian Tomlinson, these cyber athletes are good at what they do. Really good. So what is a cyber athlete? Very simply, he or she is someone who plays video games competitively. Cyber athletes come in all shapes, sizes, ages, and skill levels. They train daily and enter tournaments where they match skills with other excellent gamers. The very best of them compete in professional leagues, earning a lot of money. The emergence of modern-day cyber athletics can't be traced back to any one particular moment in time. However, its popularity was certainly on display in 2001, when the first World Cyber Games took place in South Korea. This international tournament attracted the best cyber athletes from around the globe. Not only did players want to stake a claim as the world's best cyber warrior, but they also wanted a piece of the $300,000 being awarded in prize money.
Video games are a lot of fun, but for some cyber athletes, it's like Puff Daddy said, it's all about the Benjamins.
Of course, the field of cyber athletics wouldn't even exist without cyberspace itself. The internet connects the world, providing access to music, movies, games, shopping, and unlimited information. More importantly, the internet gives you the opportunity to be in touch with people. Close to 1 billion people surf the web every day. Have you ever stopped to consider how amazing it is that people can communicate instantly through cyberspace? Can you even imagine the world your parents grew up in, a world where people were not connected? We are living in an era of fast-paced advances in the growing field of communications technology. We take much of it for granted, but we really shouldn't. Imagine how different things would be if, for example, Alexander Graham Bell hadn't invented the telephone. Bell's invention was intended to instantly connect people over distances far greater than they could have ever dreamed. That concept has since paved the way for much of the communications technology that is part of our daily lives. This includes the internet, cell phones, and even live gaming. Imagine the look on Mr. Bell's face if he were able to witness two people 1,000 miles apart playing Xbox against each other. The world has changed at a spectacular pace as a result of the internet. Not surprisingly, young people have been able to understand these technological advancements better and more quickly than adults. In fact, 12 to 18-year-olds are usually the first age group to embrace new technology when it becomes available. Teenagers carried MP3 players while their parents were still listening to CDs. They were also the first ones to send text messages, use digital cameras, watch high-definition television, and even shoot video directly from their cell phones.